This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
After the hour, this is the Talk Radio Review, an adjunct of the Talk Radio Countdown show that we do every week. We being me, Doug Steffen, along with Rich McFadden, Joe Crummy, and the intelligence of Victoria Keelan, which surpasses all the rest of us all together. Is that sexual harassment?
You said junk or something. Why did you say junk when you talked about this? I don't get
junk?
It.
What are you talking about?
You said add junk, and you said we were like we're junk or something.
I said that?
I didn't. I don't know. He's hallucinating, Doug. I didn't hear anything like that.
I didn't hear anything.
It's the weekend, you know.
We said we're an adjunct. I was trying to be funny.
Joe, didn't we talk about you not drinking until after the show?
Yeah.
Well, it's late here in L.A. You know, it's late in Los Angeles. It's got to be 5 a.m. I've been out all night.
Late and light. All right, well, calm down, and let's get to the issues at hand. The top 10 stories of the week, according to the work done by the researchers at Talkers Magazine and the people who are on the list. I'm going to start with the people this week, because we normally just go through the list of the stories, and we have our various things to say experientially and opinion-oriented. A few facts float around, and then the comments are what people are interested in, so we can find out whether the comments of Joe or Victoria or Richie or mine agree with yours or they don't. So, at number 10 on the people list, it's Roger Goodell and Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones, the owner of the Dallas. You'd be impressed, Richie. I at least know that Jerry Jones owns the Dallas football
team. Yeah, that's useless information. You can chuck that out of your brain. It's taking up good space.
And I know it is. Well, Roger Goodell, what I know about him takes up good space in my brain.
Exactly.
As he appears to be a useless piece of trash from lots of different angles. You know how my son influences my thinking, Richie, from time to time when it comes to this sort of thing at all. And he says nothing good about Goodell.
Wow. What
so
happened?
Why?
What's the don't tell me that it's got harassment overtones.
No, no. No, it has to do with whether Roger Goodell stays another 5 years at $50 million a year or not. And what he brings to the table. Rich, you probably have more sophisticated information than I. I sort of skirt the headlines when it comes to that, only because, again, Brendan says.
He gives the guy an impossible job of managing people who think that they are the gift to everyone in the world and that they're worth
football players or football owners.
Both. Yeah, and then you have to also manage the owners, which want to run the world. And if you don't cotton to them, they will show you the door.
So we're 50 mil?
Is that worth 50 mil? That's
a
big job. I wouldn't question what somebody makes running the NFL. That's a
it's a big job, but I might disagree with you on the it's an impossible job, because when you look at other leagues who are handling their stuff really well,
baseball
like
is
the NBA. I mean, and the NBA is,
NBA
you know,
used to not be run so well.
The NBA used to not be run so well. They've cleaned
it up. But Adam Silver's, I give him a lot of credit. I think he's done a really good job. And, I mean, Roger Goodell has made an absolute mess of the NFL on every level. I mean, it's just, I think he's a disaster.
They sure haven't handled the head, the injuries and all that stuff very well.
Well, there's that. There's all the domestic violence. I mean, even going back to Michael Vick and the dog fighting.
Well, the NFL
I think he's a disaster.
The NBA was.
Right. Even the Kneelers, he couldn't get that squared away. And Jerry Jones actually had the right idea on the Kneelers, and I don't know why they didn't take him up on it immediately.
What was his idea?
To separate the protest from the anthem. You want to protest? It's all good. You guys go protest, and then we're going to do the anthem over here. And he wanted to separate it immediately, which I think might have worked, but that's not exactly how the NFL ended up playing it.
Right. Well, the players wouldn't have gone for that anyway. So,
I mean, Jerry Jones has lost a lot of credibility with me anyway. I think he's an opportunist. I mean, he made such a big deal about kneeling with all of his players and then locking arms and all, and then, like, the next, like, 2 days later, then he was all anti the protest. I mean, he's... you know, yeah. He'd have more credibility if it was somebody else who was, you know, leading the charge here against extending Goodell. But still, I don't think that Goodell should be extended. And also, doesn't he want a private jet for life? Isn't that also written into his new contract?
Goodell does?
Yeah.
For the only life. Other guy I know who has that is Rush Limbaugh. That was one of his negotiating, like, 20 years ago. He said, okay.
Well, maybe that's where he got the idea from.
I'm going to sign up, but you got to give me a plane for the rest of my life. And they said, okay.
Really?
Well, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, really.
Isn't that the deal you had with KBC, Doug? I think that is.
No, as a matter of fact, I never got that deal.
That was a private paper airplane for life?
No, I had a tricycle. That they went right around the parking lot.
Victoria, did you see the picture of Ivanka Trump flying in coach on Southwest the other day?
Was that recent, or was that the original? That was
this week. A friend of a friend of mine was sitting two rows behind her.
Why did she fly? Why didn't they use the Trump plane? Why is she flying Southwest?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, where were they? Where was she going?
On a hunting expedition.
I don't remember where she was going. I just, you know, who would think Ivanka, at least in first class, if not on the private
plane. Well, I thought Southwest
doesn't
have
Southwest.
That.
Southwest. You got to ride in the back.
Right, yeah.
Everybody's in the back.
Who made the crack on the hunting expedition, by the way?
Me.
Who was that?
That was me.
Who is That's the boss? Oh, jeez.
I made the crack because I am livid about Trump rescinding the ban on elephant tusks and other things that come
I get that. Can I say one thing?
I would even care about that.
Well, how about this? It sounds bad on the surface. It sounds like Mr. Trump is saying, go over to wherever and shoot some, the largest animals on Earth and, have a nice time and then bring back their body parts to the United States. I'm assuming that's your outrage, right?
Well, the outrage is how I have a number of them, and it flusters me because I don't know sometimes. I have so many things going around in my brain. Remember the old expression, make sure your mouth is in gear before you put your brain, or your brain's in gear before you put your mouth in motion. And it so rails me to go into places and see pictures of deer heads hanging on the wall. If you need to kill a deer or any animal for food because you're going to die, that's one thing. But just to go out and shoot something, it just runs against my grain. And
going to some place like
Africa and shooting an elephant just to take the tusks and not do anything else with them.
Just for a trophy.
The ivory is a trophy. It's an
atrocity, right? I know what you're thinking. And I thought the same thing, too. And I thought, how could he actually do this? And I think he would tell you, although I could be wrong. Wouldn't be the first time that what he's saying is, I want you to be able to do that because there's going to be the three or four rich guys who go over and they pay for the privilege. They're going to make like all this dough, which is going to be used to help preserve the rest of them. So you shoot one, you pay 20 grand to do it, and then the 20 grand protects 50 of them. That's what I think he would tell you, although I could be wrong.
I would like to hear that story
for the good of our herd.
Yeah, I want to know. I want to hear that story.
Like the greater good.
Yeah. Now, Richie, you have your tongue firmly implanted in your cheek.
Yes,
there. Go ahead.
I always love using the term the greater good.
Mm-hmm.
There you go, big guy. That's what
for the kids. It's for the children.
It's for the children. Right.
That's right.
I mean, they need to have some tusks, too. You know what I'm saying?
All right, here's something that's not for the children. This is for those of you who are running your own businesses. The benefits of using ZipRecruiter.com are legion. Richie runs a business there. And Joe, well, I don't know if Joe's got his own business.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah, you probably should. Maybe you could find somebody to replace you. That's an idea. Thought about it that way. Richie, see what you can do about that.
All right.
ZipRecruiter.com allows you to post your job to over 100 of the leading job boards. One click, Pasilli.
Vasilli
or Pasilli? Is it a P or a B?
One click only. Vasilli.
Vasilli, that's what it is. Okay. All right. So one click. And you got the whole job done. So you create the ad that you want, and then you go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJB so you can use ZipRecruiter free. And you place the ad, and it immediately goes all over the place. In 24 hours, you're going to have a qualified candidate that has come to you. You don't have to go looking for them. They're going to find you using the ZipRecruiter software. It's fabulous and so unique and works so well. It is so different. It's unlike any other hiring site. So if you're in need of really good help to make your business better or to replace somebody who's been good and you don't know really how am I going to find somebody, that person's been with me for 20 years and she left and I don't have any idea what I'm going to find, well, you'll find something good. No wonder 80% of employers who get on the ZipRecruiter board get quality candidates through the site in one day. It's the penetration, getting to everybody, everywhere. This is the smartest way to hire. It is called ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV gets you in free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to Geico. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidgewoman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidgewoman, Geico retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidgewoman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Guys, come into the JCPenney men's store and find great looks for all those holiday parties. Now through Sunday, get 60% off select styles of men's outerwear, hats, and gloves starting at just $6.99. Refresh your holiday wardrobe with 60% off men's sport coats, top coats, and dress pants starting at $23.99. We've got your style and size in-store and at JCP.com. Plus, the holiday challenge is here. Get everything on your list for less than you think. Hurry in, JCPenney.
Offers represent savings on regular or original prices. While supplies last, some exclusions apply. See store at JCP.com for details.
A Netflix limited series.
Where are all the men at?
Dead.
In a town full of ladies, it's ripe fruit for the wicked.
There's some bloody business up north with Frank Griffin.
When he finds out who's living here,
God help you folks.
Mister, we're a lot stronger than you think we are.
Starring Jack O'Connell, Michelle Dockery, and Jeff Daniels.
This here's godless country.
Godless. Welcome to No Man's Land. November 22nd, only on Netflix.
18 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown. Go to TalkRadioCountdownShow.com for the weekly podcast, the highlights of the hot hits, TalkRadioCountdownShow.com. Click on the listen button or the streaming button, and you will get the sage information as provided by those who characteristically are here each week. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers, spends an hour with me, and I also have the colleagues from various sort of grab bag connections. Victoria Keelan is part of my DJV show, and Rich McFadden, part of the Doug Steffen entrepreneurial world of radio, as it were. And Joe Crummy has a podcast called Evil Thoughts. Joe has had a rather storied political talk show career. And I remember you were in, I don't remember the first time I heard you. It may have been when you sat in for Limbaugh. I'm not sure about that, but
they asked me to do that a couple of times, and I was smart enough to say no thanks.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I wouldn't have done well on that. You know, I admire Rush, and because they were saying,
you
were sound like Rush.
Well, where did I hear you? You sat in for some national guy. I thought it was Limbaugh.
Drudge. I sat in for a lot of people. Glenn Beck.
Beck.
Matt Drudge.
Right, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I loved doing the Glenn Beck show. It was fun.
Really? Did you cry?
Well, that was before, you know, that's back when he was before he turned into, you know, he went super right wing at one point. This is before he did that. This would really? Would have been maybe, what, 2010, maybe? Or prior to that, prior to 2006, maybe.
He just signed a new deal with the Premier.
Yeah, he's set.
Took a pay cut, but he took, you know, they're all taking pay cuts. We're all taking pay cuts. All right, Joe, your pay has just been cut in half. Stand by.
Doesn't change much.
No. Well, listen. The factor. 21 after the hour on the countdown.
water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Now 23 after the hour, you're listening to an overview of thoughts from various talk radio folks. Every week we're going give you the opportunity to hear their thoughts, and you can react at Doug Steffen. Send me notes if you want, Doug@DougSteffen.com. That's a fine way to get through. Or at On Air Victoria, you can send notes to her. She keeps the notes. She keeps us focused, in a manner of speaking. Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, thank you. Rich McFadden, Joe Crummy, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen. We're going through the people list for a change this week. Talkers Magazine publishes at talkers.com the list of the top 10 stories every week, and also the people who have gained the attention as a part of the play into the story. So we've gone through a couple of names that are connected to sports events. Vladimir Putin is at number 9 on the list. Kim Jong-un, I don't know what you say. Kim Jong-un, what did he say this week? That the North Korean people have somehow or other declared that Trump should be executed.
Like a Korean fatwa.
Yeah, right.
Is that right? I didn't even hear that.
Yes.
Wow. No, Rocket Man getting busy. I like
Rocket Man's at it, yeah. That's a penalty for Trump because of the words he uses to talk about the North Koreans.
Get flying, Rocket Man. Get flying.
Yeah, that's right. So, Putin did a nice job of serenading Trump at the sessions, and he's been all over. This guy understands PR. As much as he doesn't want to look like a Westerner, he kind of is, in a way. Does anybody have that observation? Am I the only one who thinks that, the way he dresses, even? I think he's a Western wannabe.
What do you want him to dress like? You want him to wear a robe or something? Or you want him to look like a czar?
Western wannabe. He rides horseback with no shirt on.
And he's totally jacked like Chris Cuomo. That's right.
Yeah, I don't know about that. All right. Jeff Sessions at number 7. All these politicians, what do you say about these rat butt bums? Paul Ryan is at 6. Mitch McConnell is at 5. I got to hand it to McConnell to a point, though, even though he's an old fossil. The way he's approached the sexual stuff. Thank God, are we going to ever be able to overcome? That's absorbed all of the oxygen in the room, in the country now for what, a month since Harvey Weinstein?
The thing I love is that every person in power, be it political or Hollywood, must be just sitting in their office going, oh, my God, when is it going to come out? It's going to come out.
When's the phone going to ring? Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 Who's going to call me and let me know that I'm on TMZ today?
Richie, you in trouble with anybody?
I'm clean, man.
Rich.
Right. Joe, you okay?
Big shot that you are. Big shot.
Yeah.
And Joe, are you clean?
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been so long. I mean, I don't know if I was perfect.
Well, you see, that's it. You don't really know, but it catches. There's a part of this, and Victoria and I were talking about this earlier, the pendulum swinging. There has been so much abuse, and it's been so covered up. It's been so hidden by powers in whatever business we're talking about, whether it's Hollywood, whether it's banking, whether it's politics. These things have been going on, and people are getting away with this stuff for years. So now you have the legitimate acts that are gross to judge and take care of versus those that may or may not be, just because somebody wants to, you know, jump into the fray. And, you know, maybe
how about our friend Leanne Tweeden on she's like, okay, here's a picture.
I think we need to talk about that a little bit more. You and I both, because she's been on this program a number of times, and I took a trip with her and Tony Orlando and Stephen Baldwin and a few other celebrities to Iraq. The subject of the Al Franken thing was an Iraqi trip, so we'll take that into consideration and talk about it, because Al Franken is actually number four on the people list this week due to this.
Okay.
That's coming up in the next half hour of our overview of the hot hits in talk radio. It's 28 past the hour.
Whether your kids are still in car seats or high school, Chrysler offers an entire lineup of family-friendly vehicles designed to make your life easier. And now, take advantage of great deals at your local Chrysler dealer.
In today's automotive news, Audi introduced a new A7. This is the second generation of A7 after a massive success of the first generation. And this new version of the car has a progressive design language of the full-size segment. Audi says the four-door coupe sets standards in the luxury class when it comes to progressiveness. It embodies a new style of the Gran Turismo with dynamic lines. Some of the figures are initially impressive with a 34.6 miles per gallon fuel economy. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Whether your kids are still in car seats or high school, Chrysler offers an entire lineup of family-friendly vehicles designed to make your life easier. And now, take advantage of great deals at your local Chrysler dealer.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. We both know going to Office Depot Office Max for 50% off print services is super smart. And your biz could use an Epson printer for $70 off. Now $79.99. Plus 50% off signs and banners? Oh, you deserve this. So let's go. Office Depot Office Max.
Taking care of business.
Offers end 11/18. Limit 1. Get 50% off coupon in-store or visit officedepot.com/save.
Give joy, get joy this weekend at Kohl's Friends and Family Sale. Be ready for Thanksgiving and get an extra 20% off. With an extra 20% off, cook the ultimate feast with the Food Network Dutch Oven or Roaster for $31.99. Throw pillows for a festive home are $14.39. And plush Sonoma Goods for Life towels for all your guests are just $7.19. This weekend at Kohl's Friends and Family Sale. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles. 20% offer valid November 17th to 19th with promo code FFAMILY20. Some exclusions apply.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, customers, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Our encounter this week, reviewing the hot hits in talk radio. Talk radio personality Victoria Keelan, Joe Crummy, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen. We're at number four on the people list. Decided to do people. Excuse me, I haven't had a good week with my voice, but I think it feels better now. Victoria, doesn't it sound better than it did a couple of days ago?
I think it's, yeah, a little bit now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you say so.
Yeah,
you sound great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, Al Franken is number four. I decided this week we'd take a look here. We have two lists that are produced by talkers every week. One of them is the story, the top 10 stories that seem to gather and gain momentum during the week conversationally on stations that are monitored. They monitor the stations and the programs and the hosts and that sort of thing. So instead of doing the usual story list, I decided to go down the people list. Al Franken is number four, under investigation, under fire. sexual assault accusations from Ms. Tweeden. This is a lady who I have I connected with Leanne on a trip that we took together to the troop encampments in Baghdad. I was with a group of celebrities. I don't consider myself a celebrity. People say, you're a celebrity. I'm not a celebrity. I happen to talk for a living on the radio, but I don't consider myself a celebrity. And I'm not sure I consider Leanne a celebrity either. Tony Orlando from Dawn was on the trip, and Stephen Baldwin. I would say that Tony Orlando is definitely a celebrity. Baldwin, maybe he's from a famous family, and he's a character. I'll give you that much, man. I thought that Joe Crummy was conservative. Steve Baldwin.
Oh, he's... Oh,
he's wow. like off the if there is
off
a
the chart,
there is a chart that he's off of it.
Yeah,
wow. He is like the
he's like this guy Trump is a left winger.
Yeah,
yeah. Stephen Baldwin's so far right he voted for Hillary because he went all the way around and came back.
It came around the other side.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway,
I think Frank had got away with murder yesterday. I think he pulled a fast one.
How's that?
Well, I mean,
he's smart.
Leanne Tweeden, who I don't know much about, but ended up liking her, I thought she was too gracious with regard to his dodgy apology. I mean, she was really sweet about it. You know, like, it's all cool. You can call me. It's great. And I'm so glad he came clean. I don't think he really came clean.
Wow. I have the opposite reaction to her. Oh, yeah, I don't want him to step down. It's fine. And I totally accept his apology. It's like, if you're really that outraged, then why are you acting like, oh, yeah, it's no biggie? I think she just, to me, she sounds like she's, she wants hashtag MeToo moment.
How did this start? Was she talking to somebody on the air? Who grabbed this story? Where did it start?
She said, if I understand it correctly, she said that she came forward yesterday because she had heard what Jackie Speier had said. With regard
but
to
how
what
did she
happened.
Jump forward? She's on the air in the morning with McIntyre and KBC doing the news. So what is? Do they have a conversation about it? And that's where
yeah,
it
they
out?
Were talking about it yesterday on the air, and then the whole thing blew up. That's
I
my
think she decided. She posted in a tweet, "It's time for me to tell my story." So I think she's had this for since 2006. And then she decided, okay, everybody's talking about these things. This is something that's really bothered me for years. It's a good time for me to go ahead and let everybody know what happened.
Right, and she mentioned Jackie Speier from Northern California, who had said that somebody had stuck his tongue in her mouth at the United States Capitol back in whenever it was, and what Leanne said, wow, that's exactly what Al Franken did to me. I'm coming forward.
Victoria, I will tell you, Leanne is not a hard ass. Leanne is not the kind of person who's going to drive it into the ground. She's not looking.
She doesn't need glory.
But Franken denies it. This is what I'm saying. Franken, there's two parts to this story. One is the tongue in the mouth aggressively. Franken said he denied that. He goes, I didn't do that. And that was the linchpin for her whole thing yesterday, which put the picture into context. These are her words. He denied the first part. He said, I don't remember kissing you like that, honey. You know, and then he says that the picture was just a joke, and he said, I'm sorry that you think that I don't respect women. I was just kidding, but I understand it's not funny now.
Yeah, but then he came out and bared his soul.
He pulled a fast one. He got away with something.
He knew he was going to get grilled, so he came out and bared his soul and basically apologized, which is the right thing to do.
He apologized, but he didn't admit he did it on the kiss, and that's the big thing. He apologized. He said, well, I'm sorry if you got the impression I was over the line there, but I didn't kiss you like that. I was just trying to be a wise guy with a photo.
Leanne is not going to drive this to the point where he's gone. I won't rest until you quit your job.
Yeah, no, she doesn't care. I don't think, she they asked.
So is this
the
same
she had a press conference about it, though, so, I don't know. I mean, this is still someone, to me, who, this is... I don't know.
Victoria,
we've been talking about these
you
moments.
You would last with her about 3 seconds. You would not. You and she would be on the same planet.
Just you'd be
because
you.
Hold on a second.
Because,
Victoria.
But okay, what does that mean? What does that mean?
It means politically you are.
I get along with a lot of people that I don't agree with politically, though.
I understand you do, but there's an attitude she has. She has a bit of an attitude. She's not a bad person at all. I enjoyed the time we spent together. There's a picture that we posted at DJV. You go to DJV website, Facebook page, Facebook.com/DJV. There's a picture of me and Tony and Leanne and Stephen on that trip to Baghdad. And I found her company. We ate most meals together. We enjoyed each other's company. We had a lot of fun. All of us did. We learned a lot. We were horrified by some of the things we learned about Saddam Hussein. Remember, this was right after he was hung that we were there.
Wow.
And the sons were killed. I mean, we all shared, we didn't sleep in the same bedrooms, but we all shared different bedrooms. I was in Uday's bedroom when I was there in the palace. She slept in, what's the other brother's name? I can't remember his name.
Someday. Uday? Yeah,
Someday. Anyway, but
did you feel safe when you were there?
But just to get back for a second, like to the topic though, I mean, I don't know who she is. I've never even heard of her before this, and most people have never heard of her before this.
Right.
And exactly. So that's what I'm saying is
opportunity here.
Yes,
you're right.
And I think that the picture was that wrong? If she was actually asleep, and there are some people who don't even know if she was asleep, if that was actually if she was in on the prank or whatever. If she was asleep and he took that picture, that's absolutely wrong, and he should apologize for that. But beyond that, it just feels like if you're going to come out and make a statement and say this is my Me Too moment and have a press conference that lasts all day and make a big deal about it, and then to just back off immediately, oh well, I don't want him to resign, and I don't think, you know, and I accept his apology, of course, why wouldn't I? I mean, it just seems like I'm just here for the camera time, but I'm not really trying to push the issue.
You wanted to make him burn in hell?
No, I'm saying
forget forgiveness.
No. I'm saying if you're going to make this big of a deal about it with a press conference and everything, and you're not just sticking to your radio show or your own Twitter account, if you're going to go out and make a big deal about it, then what's the point of going out there going, oh, but, you know, I don't really want anything to happen to him, because that sounds very disingenuous. There are women who are really fighting, who have been raped by some of these men, who are going to stay till the very end. And their end game is this guy's either going to lose his prominent position like a Harvey Weinstein or a Roy Moore. I mean, this to me
if she were
lukewarm,
raped or anything more serious than what had happened, I'm sure she would have.
I don't know. This reeks to me, and I have sided with every one of the female victims. I don't believe in victim shaming, but this one case to me, I smell a rat. I don't know. I don't think that there's anything to this.
I think you're perceptive.
Thank you.
I think she is an opportunist in this circumstance. Mm-hmm. I can believe her. She's not a bad person at all, but she's been... Richie, you didn't see or feel from her when she would come on with us, because we'd call her every Friday, wake her up, and we'd yak with her on the air about stuff. She was doing that at that time, the poker game on NBC.
Right,
she?
Yeah. She was hosting the late night poker thing.
Right, yeah. Here's a young woman who has been very eager to be a star. She's been on the fringes of success for most of her career, and this is an opportunity that presents itself. And I'm not in her head. None of us are. And I loathe trying to say this is what somebody thinks or this is how this really went down, when you really don't know what the hell is in somebody's mind, no matter what. But I think she's capable of doing something like this because she wants to be known.
I'm going to come to her defense, okay?
Because I'm not saying anything bad about her, Richie. I'm not.
Well, no, I'll just give the other perspective so that everybody has the other perspective. So you went to Iraq with her, and she has done dozens and dozens and dozens of USO trips to help support the troops. She was part of the broadcast team for a couple of years for our National Memorial Day parade that our sister organization, the American Veterans Center, does. So she would do these street interviews of high-ranking officials and just kind of ask them what the military means to them, blah, 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 and part of the bracket. She is very involved in supporting the troops and her. She's married to a vet.
She married to a guy that she met on one of these tours.
And her dad is a
Her dad is a vet. He was a Vietnam vet. Yeah. So that's kind of her thing. Yeah, I mean, she's L.A. celebrity because she does radio there and has done some TV and whatnot. But kind of her thing is kind of this veteran support group thing, and then the L.A. radio scene. I think if she wanted to be a big movie star, she would have tried to do that. But she's got kids now and the whole thing. I just don't think
I didn't know she had kids.
She's got two now, I think.
Oh, good.
How does any of that? I mean, there are a lot of bad people who've done a lot of good charity work. I mean, I'm not saying she's a bad person, but I'm just saying, how does that? To me, this is apples and oranges. You can be an opportunist some charity work.
Right. No, I don't think she's out for the publicity here because.
She's not a bad person, but I think she wouldn't stay away from or shy away from the publicity.
Well, just because she's a mother doesn't mean that she doesn't want to further her career. I mean, she's a national name. I mean, you know, and people now know her name just like a lot of other actresses who came out.
She's not the issue. Al Franken is.
Right, I agree with that 100%.
So why are we arguing about Leanne when
Al Franken is her
motivation?
Can she take down a guy?
Al Franken wouldn't be my favorite senator if you had a list of 100 and you were trying to pick the top 10.
Al Franken wouldn't be my favorite senator if you had a list of 1.
But is he being jobbed here a little? I think he might be being jobbed a little bit. Yeah,
I think so too.
Jobbed a little. All right, anyway, let's momentarily move ourselves aside. I actually have to, Richie, I've got the perfect present for you, and I've decided I'm going to give you, and I'm also going to give Joe a pillow for Christmas.
Ooh. Yes,
you can have a
pillow.
Yes.
My pillow?
Yeah, your pillow. My pillow. You're not going to get my pillow.
I don't want his pillow.
My pillow has the best offer ever. Joe, you're a piece of work.
I know.
Buy one pillow and get one free. If you're having a tough time, you can't sleep well at night, you toss your turn, you can't get the pillow to fit. It's really annoying. And so here's the fix to it. Here's My Pillow, which is something that this guy, Mike Lindell, created himself. He was kind of an inventor before, and he couldn't get a good night's rest. He didn't like any pillow, the feather pillows and the down and all the various stuffings that are in pillows. He didn't like any of them. So he created his own, and it's now patented. And you can wash it, you can dry it, and in time for the holidays, here's what you do. You go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, and you get one pillow at the regular price and another one the same thing free. You will love it. You'll love it even more because it's free, but you'll love the fact that you can, you know, most people have 4 pillows on their bed, and you've got children in their family, need new pillows, so you buy a bunch of these. And that's really how you take care of friends who want to get a good night's sleep as well. Get a couple of pillows here and there. Like, I'll get one. Richie, you'll get one. We can get one or maybe we'll cut one in half and give it to Joe. See what he does with it.
have him split one.
Half of a half, right, exactly.
Split a pillow. That's nice.
Right.
Thanks.
MyPillow.com. One at the regular price, one free now.
Fine.
While the supply lasts, MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
Give joy, get joy this weekend at Kohl's Friends and Family Sale. Be ready for Thanksgiving and get an extra 20% off. With an extra 20% off, cook the ultimate feast with the Food Network Dutch Oven or Roaster for $31.99. Throw pillows for a festive home or $14.39. And plush Sonoma Goods for Life towels for all your guests are just $7.19. This weekend at Kohl's Friends and Family Sale. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles. 20% offer valid November 17th to 19th with promo code SFAMILY20. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Staples knows you can't afford to have your business slow down over the holidays. New customers aren't delivered down your chimney. You won't find new accounts in your stocking. No, just because it's the holidays doesn't mean you can stop marketing your company. So promote your business with eye-catching print materials, like presentations, brochures, postcards, and promotional products from Staples. And now save 20% off print and marketing services orders of $50 or more. Sounds like you got at least one thing on your holiday list. Staples. It's pro time. Exclusions apply. Ends 12/2/17.
Guys, the other names on the people list, Hillary and Bill, Roy Moore and Sean Hannity, and Donald Trump, FYI. 10 before the hour, here on our overview of what's going on in the world of talk radio.
Hey, Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Jack Nicholson?
Danny DeVito.
Oh, he was the penguin. What was Jack? Jack Nicholson
was
the
Joker.
He was the Joker.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, yes, the penguin. I should have thought about that. DeVito's short like a penguin. Chuck Curry is here. He looks like a tall penguin, in fact. He's our movie man, movie moment. So, Chuck, why are we playing this?
Danny DeVito's birthday, Doug. Believe it or not, 72 years old today.
Really?
Wow.
My sister is... How old is she today? She's 67, I think.
I love that speech. He was really good. I thought he was one of the most underrated villains. He doesn't get enough credit for his work in Batman Returns in 92. I thought he was awesome in that film.
Does he get enough credit for any of the things he's done? He's done pretty well. He's played some pretty interesting roles. I loved the role he played in
Taxi. He gets great credit.
Right, his claim to fame initially was Taxi, Louis De Palma in that show with Judd Hirsch, Christopher Lloyd. That was a classic sitcom. I think that was on before Victoria was born, so she doesn't know about that.
Oh, definitely was. Yeah,
maybe. Yeah. But he was in the what was the thing he did with Michael Douglas? And what was the name of that?
Well, he directed War of the Roses.
Yeah, War of the Roses, that right.
Which
was
the definitive movie on marriage, I thought.
Sugar. All right. So in a moment, we're going to go through.
He also directed Hoffa, the Jimmy Hoffa movie with Jack Nicholson.
Yeah.
I didn't know
that. He had a really good run on the sitcom Always Sunny in Philadelphia. They've done that for a long time now.
I think it's still on, isn't it?
It is still on.
Yeah.
I think it's gone on for like 7 years now.
Yeah, right. All right. Tucker has the overview of what we can expect at the box office, what's going to be at the movies this weekend for us to have some fun with right after this.
This report is brought to you by the National Hospice and Palliative Care Organization. November is National Hospice and Palliative Care Month. This year marks the 35th anniversary of the Medicare Hospice Benefit, which has brought high-quality, patient-centered care to millions of Americans. The National Hospice and Palliative Care Organization is working to help people understand that hospice increases quality of life when a cure is not possible, and that it allows patients to spend their final months at home with support for family caregivers. Hospice care is widely covered by both Medicare and most private insurance plans. Ido Benick, NHPCO President and CEO.
One of the biggest misconceptions about hospice is that it's only brink-of-death care, which is simply not true. There's no reason to fear hospice. It's meant to provide comfort during the final months of life, not just the final hours, and allows patients to make their end-of-life journey at home, surrounded by their loved ones, where they want to be.
To learn more about hospice, see videos of hospice in action, or find a provider in your community, visit momentsoflife.org.
All right, so Chucker, the big movie of the weekend probably is going to be the Justice League. You went to see it. What'd you think?
Well, you know, it's interesting. If you go on the internet and you see some of the headlines, it'll say Justice League panned by critics. Rotten Tomatoes give it an overall aggregated score of 30% positive, which means a lot of critics are negative on the film. But I got to tell you, the movie does have issues.
Likes it.
The movie does have issues. The villain is weak. Some of the CGI is not good. But overall, I've had a really good time. I think it's a really fun time at the movies, and I think the general public overall is going to dig it. The heroes in this movie, Batman, Wonder Woman, Superman, Aquaman, The Flash, Cyborg, are all really good. The chemistry is real good. I think the actors all bring their A-game, and the guy who plays The Flash, Ezra Miller, I think is awesome in this movie. I give it a 7.8 out of 10.
Right.
Not quite an 8, a little better than a 7, but I had a great time, and I think this movie, for the most part, despite flaws, works, and I think the critics are totally wrong on this one for the most part.
The people who are really, look at the fan base that Wonder Woman has alone now. How is she? Did she come across as well?
She's awesome.
In this?
I gotta tell you, you know, there's something I can't exactly describe what is about her, but she's one of the most interesting people I've seen on a
Very
movie screen in the last
20 years.
Charismatic.
She's fabulous.
Excellent.
Charismatic, I think.
And I think Ben Affleck's really good as Batman. But if I had to say, if there's one, I think they're all really good in this movie. But if there's one character that sort of steals the film, it's this actor Ezra Miller as the Flash. He brings a lot of humor to the film, and unlike Batman vs Superman, which a movie I also liked, that movie is very dark. This one has a little bit of a lighter tone. It adds humor, and they really lighten up Superman in this film. And I think Henry Cavill's really good as Clark Kent, Superman. But
where does all of this stop, though? My God, how much of this stuff can they do?
I think it's going to go on for a long time. I mean, these movies make a lot of money
long after you're gone.
Well.
Thank you, Rich.
And me.
And Chuck. And Victoria. All right, Chucker, you're dismissed. Thank you. Chuck Curry with us.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.